how we sound here. No need to wear headphones on your
okay,
behalf.
Yes. If, I can hear you.
Good. And there's you. Good.
I'll be yelling a lot.
Ah. Oh, my gosh. You hang out in that area.
Kitabel, I've been to.
Yeah.
And you, but Doug and the Slugs. God bless them. And
a lot of great Canadian acts.
Danny Lanois.
Sure. Lanois usually comes up with his trio up there. Yeah. That's nice. Wow. That's really cool. You know, when I think back to some of my favorite roles that you have done, you're often dealing with a former life. In other words, your reputation precedes you sometimes. And so we've seen you as you've been a big time actress or a beauty queen, or in Best in Show, you had lots of old boyfriends.
Someone with no present, right. Just a past.
Right. And that's a fun thing to build on. I mean, Moira Rose, former soap star. So how do you build a character when you've got that background to work with?
That's fine. That one, I never think of my characters as former soap star. And I was kind of fighting that idea too, because I have this cliche idea of what a soap opera actress is.
Right.
And I said, no, I don't want to be that kind of person. Right. So whenever we talk about Moira acting, I always think, Moira is capable of so much more than just soap operas, okay? She just, like most actresses talk, you know, I lucked into that job and that was great. It lasted until my husband apparently blew the deal.
Right.
Trying to manage me and ask for too much money. So that went away, you know, but it gave me a taste of fame. But I like to think that Moira is just so full of potential that, you know, untapped potential that, you know, soap opera is just one thing.
That's a fun color to that character.
Well, it's the way a lot of actors, like she might be.
Of course, you know, there's
entitlement. Talk about themselves.
There's entitlement to some level.
Yeah, although I also think, very contrarian, aren't I? I also think that, you know, we gave a hint of it in one of the shows last season, that Moira has actually had a small town life in the past.
Right.
You know, I like to think she was a bit of a scrapper. Okay. A bit of a rounder.
Right.
You know, and then, you know, got into acting, and maybe Johnny was a, you know.
So this might be a little painful for her to be suddenly back there. Maybe she thought she was beyond that, or.
Yeah, if you've had it and gone away.
Yeah.
Not that it should be something in a way you get away from, but for her it was. If you've had that already, then I think it's more threatening
right. To
be back than it would be threatening, you know, for the kids or for Johnny, you know.
Hard to have and then have not, as Lanois once said. Was she all there when you got her, or did you get to mold that character a little bit once it was the writing was put in front of you?
Right. Well, we didn't have there was a pilot presentation that we shot sort of for Eugene and Danit to be able to try to sell the show. And that was, there were bits of her there, as there were bits of all the characters, you know, because it is just kind of a quick introduction. And then before there was a script, you know, we just talked about it.
Right.
You know, Eugene and I kept emailing back and forth and, you know, and then.
Is that similar to other characters that you've built over the years? I mean, do you have to kind of build part of the backstory and fill in some of the blanks?
Oh, yeah, definitely. We usually work with a script. Or in the case of the Chris Guest movies, you work with an outline.
Right.
And I gravitate, as much as I have been able to, I gravitate towards people who are open and collaborative and want to hear my ideas. Because it's just, I don't know, the more you find that, you know, the best directors are great manipulators, and the more they make you think that you're coming up with some of this and that you have lots
right.
to offer,
the
harder you work and the better job you do.
I think there's just some part of people who have a fascination with. One of my favorite things that you ever did was hosting Saturday Night Live.
Oh, that was fun.
Back in the 90s, which was, I mean, just what you did with Mike Myers on Sprockets and so on. I mean, some of the characters. I think people just wonder how you build those people because they're so original to you.
Oh, that's nice of you to say. I don't know. I think probably. You get inspired by little bits of people that you meet.
Right.
You know, or that you know, and you think, oh, I like that about her.
And so you just catalog it away.
Yeah, it's kind of there. And then, you know, for this, I was kind of searching for a way to, instead of her being, and she was never, no, Eugene, nobody said I had to be bitchy, but it, you know, it just felt like you get your life ripped out from under you. You might be angry for
right.
a while.
Right.
You know, and I thought, oh, instead of playing, you know, the angry wife, how can, because I would go to that too easily. Second City Days, you know, improvising. It was just like, go to that when in doubt. So just to sort of fight that, you know, my own sort of natural way to go that way. I was thinking of somebody who I knew, who I know speaks very femininely, you know, and very careful about her words. And I just thought that's, you know, I'm not doing her, but I'm influenced by that idea. And it just makes me feel like somebody else who's more feminine and knows how to talk to her husband, you know.
That's wonderful. You mentioned Christopher Guest. I had family and friends over for the holidays, and the topic of Christopher Guest came up. And so we decided to do some family screenings of two films that you were so incredible in, Waiting for Guffman and Best in Show. Those films, as you mentioned, you have an outline. They're basically improvised.
They're totally improvised. So, there's an outline, but all the dialogue is improvised. And Chris Guest always compares it to jazz. Musicians improvising.
Yeah. Right. It can feel like that. Just watching Parker Posey again this time, you could really see her kind of working within the boundaries that have been set for her. Yeah. So when you have a scripted show like Schitt's Creek, but there's that real love of your improv skills that people know you for on television, SCTV, is there more security with those words there, or is it just a different muscle?
If there are good words there, and in this case there are, it's inspiring.
Right.
And sometimes you'll do it exactly as written, or sometimes I'll do it exactly as written, and sometimes it'll inspire other ideas. I'll say, what about this? Or I'll just try them on a take. You know, you do a couple of takes that are script, and then maybe you play with just a few things, or once in a while change a joke or add a joke just to sort of wake me up, wake the crew up, try to make someone laugh. You know, Eugene and Dan have established and allowed a really nice creative sort of atmosphere. So you want to be true to the script, but you also don't feel you have to be at every moment.
That's nice. Yeah. Because I think a lot of people saw the original marquee, you know, somewhere around a year ago and thought, okay, there's these two people that we know from this particular genre of film, and here they are again. And I think I'm not sure how what was the reaction? I mean, when it first came out, were people like, okay, yeah, this is working for them?
I don't know. Well, if you make the mistake of going online and reading comments.
Yeah, right. That doesn't work, right?
Apparently they hated us, some people.
But then you get this season two go ahead, which must have been just nice for everybody to say, great, we get to expand on this.
Very encouraging.
Yeah.
Yeah, CBC has been, it's almost like movies that people got to make in the 70s. Where, you know, somebody gave them the money or gave them the time and actually let them go. And CBC seems to be doing that with, you know, especially with Eugene and Dan and the producers. Really, it's like, okay, we trust you. We've seen your work before. What you're telling us sounds like it's going to be good. Yeah, go. And they, you know, the executives come to the set and they're very positive and encouraging. Have picked us up that quickly was
And where are you shooting? Nice. Where are you shooting?
We shoot at Pinewood.
Okay.
Which is great. And then that's for the first 2 months. It's a 3-month shoot so far anyway. It's been the last two seasons. And then the third month, June, when it's just turning so beautiful here in Ontario,
We
go to Goodwood and Uxbridge area, Hockley Valley. It's pretty
little
towns. Yeah, the neighbors seem to like it.
And, of course, people have that, we sort of touched on this earlier, but this brand expectation when they see your name on the marquee. So do you have any reservation about handing that level of creativity over to Dan? I think he's done a wonderful job. And like we say, nice to have season two for him to just take that away. But do you have any issue with just handing that over all to him? Because it's kind of his baby.
I've had no issue so far.
Right.
You know, at the beginning, I was scared, not because of him, but just committing to anything that might be long term.
Right.
Or where you lock into a character and it's more than, you know, a couple of months on a movie and it's gone, where you know, you don't know how long you're going to be doing it. And that's just scary, I think, because you want to make the right choices, you know, and you start shooting and you start locking into stuff. But, you know, people do it, change and adapt.
Is she nourishing enough to you that you can see yourself doing it for a while?
Yeah, it's feeling that way so far. Okay. So who knows, you know. But no, I've had no issues. I've been just so shocked and delighted by what Dan is capable of.
Yeah.
And how confident he is doing it.
Well, he seems...
You know, it's not like, I need it to be this way because this is my idea and this is what's... He's so open, like a confident person who's been doing it forever.
I agree.
It's ridiculous.
I was saying to Eugene when he was here last year that I think he, out of the four of you, is the one who seems to be really coming out of his shell.
And
we're just seeing this other side of him that I don't think a lot of people knew existed.
It's like it's just, it's always been there.
Yeah.
And he just needed the opportunity. Or
no kidding.
Doesn't even act like he needed anything. He's just doing it. It comes so naturally to him. It's pretty wild. Yeah.
What's happening on the show in these first few episodes? Where's your character at? And is the reality of this... I think you guys thought you were getting out, and and now you're stuck. Is that the idea?
Yeah, Eugene says, you know, that now we realize we're going to be here for a while, and we're going to be proactive and make the best of it. And I keep saying we're not going to be here for a while.
Right. So there's still that friction.
I'm not going to let that go.
Yeah.
For more on Moira's behalf, you know, I am always on my way out the door, half foot out the door. But we definitely get more involved in the town, and I think from my character's perspective, it's their point of view. It's not with any real thought behind it. You know, like the women in the town are doing something, and I think I could do that.
Right.
You know, so I do it. It's not.
This is natural competition that happens no matter what.
Oh, absolutely. Right. Yeah, it's all ego and sense of competition that makes me do what I do in this season. But still, you know, if I stop and think about it, well, maybe what I'm doing will make the town more sellable.
Right.
You know, that's in the back of my mind. But in the moment, I'm just not. I don't know who I am. I mean, that's what's fun about playing Moira, too. I can be a lot of things because I have no idea who I am.
Right. It's just not grounded.
No, not at all.
Got it. And in fact, a cappella is always just a funny idea anyway. So to get you in on that, I can just imagine.
Oh, yeah. No, I don't do much.
You don't get in there and do some singing?
No, they make me audition for the Jazz Gals.
And that's
the
fun?
The nerve. Don't they understand who they're dealing with here? Right. And I really try to talk Jocelyn into just giving me a part.
Right.
No, I have to audition. So I humor them.
And that's fun. And
really fun. And Shakira's great. And
I assume she had a great time.
I watch her sing, and she does. Then I try to get out of auditioning.
Yeah, right.
Because of her voice, how great she is. Like, I thought they were all going to be amateurs.
Right.
Like, wait a minute.
So many years with Eugene.
Yeah.
SCTV and the films we've talked about now on this program. You two just must have a shorthand that just happens between the two of you.
I think
a communication level.
I guess we do. Yeah.
Does it feel that way? We
don't feel like we've been a team forever, really. I think it's because we did a couple of we played a couple of couples in the Chris Guest movies. But we look back and say, were we a team before at SCTV? I don't think so. Did we do any two-man scene? I guess once in a while, you know, or on stage, maybe at Second City. But it's sort of – it grew, I think, out of the Chris Guest movies and then Eugene calling me for this. But I guess we were meant to be because we are.
And back in the SCTV days, it was a bit more – every person for themselves type of
thing. Oh, it's a gang. Yeah, it's a gang. Eugene, I always give him credit for, you know, out of all of us, I think the best at writing the group scenes.
You know, very giving that way.
Yeah, yeah.
He wrote just believed in that ensemble hilarity.
Yeah, well, it's, you know, it's fun to be part of a creative gang.
And then now it's a bit more, like you say, you can email back and forth and just kind of
work things out.
Work these characters up.
Yeah, we had a few moments at the beginning, you know, especially because I was scared and defensive and, you know, at the beginning of last season, and Eugene does not like confrontation, and we'd be standing in the hallway at work, and he'd be, Catherine, it's going to work out. But Eugene, what if,
you know, right.
Catherine, it's going to be okay, you know. And then this past season, when I would, and they were like, there was maybe one moment, and I thought, wow, I haven't had any other moment like this season, like I had the first season, but it was really out of my own nervousness, you know, locking into a show.
You've talked about that before. You do have nerves around some of these characters. I've heard you talk about this.
I keep saying it, but when you're making a choice that's going to exist for, you know, possibly a while.
Right.
You know, and it's just the fun of it too. You think, okay, how many possible openings can I give this character? So I could go there, I could go there, I could go there. You know, that's what's fun about the wigs. You know, can I have a bunch of wigs that I keep wearing? Because I knew a woman who during dinner at her home would just disappear and come back with a different hairdo. And it just seemed like it's a funny kind of neurotic thing to do. And you can use it in a lot of different ways. But yeah, just at the beginning. But I had like one quick little moment in season two where Eugene and I, you know, he's going, Catherine, it'll work out. And that's all he had to say. And I thought, yes, it did last season. It all works out.
Yeah.
Eugene's a good man. After. He and Dan are smart and
funny. There's been a few films and TV shows.
Yeah.
It's going to.
It's all good.
It's going to do it.
Yeah.
Do you still love doing it?
Yeah. Yeah. On the day, it's fun.
Yeah.
It is. It's just.
And that's for any project.
I forget I have a. Yeah. That's. I think I'm pretty careful about what I do because I know when I do it, I'm like totally there. I forget I have a husband and kids at home. You know, my husband, would you call me, please?
Sure.
You know, I'm just locked into the moment. And it's fun to have the opportunity.
I think as an artist, that's an admirable quality, but it can be difficult.
Yeah. I'm either. Yeah. And I. Yeah, I take a while to commit to something. But once I do, I'm there. Yeah, it's difficult, I guess, for others trying to get hold of you.
Well, right.
Trying to find you. Mary Margaret is so much like that.
I can think of a few people in my life who, if I really was, like, see you in a couple weeks when I've really figured this out, that would be hard on them.
Yeah.
Yeah. You just have to set it up that way.
I think, like I keep saying, my elusive sister, Mary Margaret. People always try to get her to sing on their albums or do things. She's, yeah, I'd love to, yeah. Did you call that guy? I'm going to, yeah. But she knows. I mean, she's taking care of her gift.
One last question, and that's about SCTV. I sometimes see alumni at the shows watching the young
I've done
casts.
That.
Yeah. And so do you make your way to the L.A. SCTV, or do you go to the Groundlings, or who do you go to?
There are Second State classes in L.A., but I don't think there's a regular theater.
Oh, okay, got it.
I don't think so.
I know Jen Candy was in here not too long ago.
Oh, she has her
She
show.
Puts on a show.
Yes.
I guess through Second City down there.
Yes, so. And I have to get back to her about that.
Oh, right. She's been on you. I can imagine she's been on you.
It's terrible. She's emailed me a few times. Marty did it, and Eugene did it. They said it was great fun, and I have good intentions.
Right.
I mean to do it. Yeah. No, I will.
Do you get a kick out of seeing that young talent?
Yes.
They're really into it at that point.
Oh, it's sweet. And there's no end to the, you know, the resource of comedic, creative minds out there.
Yeah.
They just keep coming. And it's so, it's lovely to watch young people do their job.
Yeah.
And to get to work with them sometimes.
Catherine O'Hara.
No, I hate young people. How dare they try to?
I'm still here. I'm still doing
it. Oh, why was that? Why would I say that out loud?
Catherine O'Hara, everybody really enjoyed Schitt's Creek around here, and I know a lot of people are excited to see the second season, see it open up and flower a little bit. So, congratulations.
Thank you so much. Thanks.
That'll do it.
That was nice of you. Thank you.